Someone asked me about the rules of bishulakum as it applies to a housekeeper. This family has some children, young children, babies, and they want to know, are there any rules regarding a housekeeper warming up or cooking food for babies? In other words, is it only forbidden, maybe bishulakum for adults, but maybe young children, bishulakum is not forbidden? So what are the rules? What are the parameters of bishulakum? What age does chinuch start for bishulakum? So, and also, if there's a difference between bishulakum for kids or for adults, so the another question is that the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeah, Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, Saif Tez Zayin, writes that if a non-Jew cooks food, totally kosher food, but violates bishulakum, so the kelim require hashgacha. There are different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, but it seems that, at least according to the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that you need to kasher the kelim. So how does that fit into everything? If you're cooking something for a baby, does that make a difference versus cooking for an adult? So what are the rules here? So there doesn't seem to be a difference between whether a non-Jew is cooking for an adult or for a baby. Bishulakum applies regardless. That being said, practically speaking, so number one is if a non-Jew cooks food for a Jew, whether an adult or for a child, in a Jew's house, so the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yerodeah Kuf Yud Gimel Saif Dalid cites an opinion that says that with our maids, some allow bishulakum, some do not allow it, even b'di'eved. And the Ramah says that b'di'eved you can rely on those who are lenient. And there are three different reasons, potentially, why one can be lenient, at least b'di'eved, after the fact, with food that was cooked by a non-Jew in the home of a Jew. So the Rashba held that the whole reason why bishulakum is forbidden is the concern for intermarriage. That applies only to food that a non-Jew cooks from his own volition. However, if it's the cooking of a maid who works for a Jew, so then we're not concerned, because if a non-Jew cooks out of his own volition, so then this can potentially cause intimacy between a Jew and a non-Jew. But when a non-Jew is forced to cook the food, like when it's made, so then the prohibition does not apply. According to the Rashba, if a non-Jew is hired out by a Jew, then there should be no problem of bishulakum. But not everyone agrees with the Rashba. Another potential leniency is the Ravid. The Ravid says the prohibition of bishulakum only applies if the food was cooked in a non-Jew's house. But if it's cooked in a Jew's house, then you can be lenient. Then the third reason is that the Ramah writes is because if it's in the Jew's house, if a non-Jewish maid cooks in a Jew's house, well, probably a Jew probably played with the fire. If a Jew's involved in the cooking even a little bit, so there's no problem with bishulakum, at least according to the Ramah. Now, if there's just a housekeeper there with little children, the third rationale doesn't seem to apply. But it would seem that you know, under pressing circumstances, if a non-Jew did cook for a child, cook food for a child, and violate bishulakum, there probably could be grounds that b'di'eved, at least the kelim, don't require hechsher, do not require kashering, especially if it's too difficult. But there are other leniencies when a housekeeper needs to prepare food for children. So another leniency could be, there's no prohibition for a non-Jew to reheat food. The prohibition of bishulakum is actually cooking. But as the Pri Chadash writes in Yerodeah Kuf Yud Gimel, Siv Katan Vav, in Zion, he writes that there's ein bishul achar bishul, that once something is cooked, there's a concept of bishul achar bishul, that if you warm up a dry piece of chicken on Shabbos, so you can't violate the biblical prohibition of bishul, especially with the dry food, because ein bishul achar bishul b'davar yavesh. There could be rabbinic issues, but on a Torah level, that once something is cooked, halachically cooked, so you can't violate the prohibition of cooking in when it comes to Shabbos. The Pri Chadash says this applies also to bishulakum. So for a non-Jew to warm up cooked food for a child is certainly not a halachic problem. Another potential leniency, and this next leniency is not something that's agreed to by all poskim, but a number of poskim are lenient, and that is What about using a microwave to cook food? There are different opinions when it comes to a microwave. So when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks that it is that even though in the times of Chazal, the only type of cooking, which was cooking d'oraisa, was bishul d'oraisa, was cooking with fire. So obviously microwave cooking is not with fire. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks, since now it's a normal way of cooking, you would violate bishul d'oraisa. And therefore, Rav Yashiv and the Shevet HaLev, among others, are strict when it comes to bishul akum, a non-Jew would not be allowed to cook food for a Jew, even with a microwave. However, many poskim are lenient. Rav Heinemann for the Star K, Rav Willing and Rav Shachter are all lenient. And because even if you agree with Rav Moshe, which is a question, even if you agree with Rav Moshe that microwaving is considered bishul for purposes of Hilchos Shabbos, well, there we're dealing with bishul d'oraisa, the Torah prohibition of bishul. However, when it comes to bishul akum, which is only a rabbinic prohibition to begin with, so then we can argue, like I said, many poskim, including Rabbi Willig, Rav Shachter, and Rav Heinemann, that they're lenient, and they say that there's no prohibition for a non-Jew to microwave food for a Jew. So therefore, even though there's no difference whether a non-Jew is cooking for an adult or for a child or for a baby, so that could place a lot of limitations on a non-Jew preparing food for the children. Nevertheless, there are a lot of ways to do it in a permitted way. Number one is reheating food is not a problem. And according to many poskim, microwaving food is also not subject to the prohibition of bishul akum.